So my father, he's a bit of a bad man. He's a bit of a rogue, a rapscallion, a scallywag, all that sort of stuff. He's been involved in pretty much any illegal activity that you can comprehend, from smuggling, bootlegging, prostitution, anything that is heinous, he has his fingers in at some point or other. Well, it just so happened that he was living in Regina. Regina is sort of this town in the middle of Canada. And it's
granted, solely for the purpose of Limerick.
So. Right. Exactly. They named it after Limerick, as a matter of fact, and a queen or a princess or something. She was involved in Limerick. And so this town has quite a large native population, and my father, being the man that he was living in an area known as Moccasin Flats, which is sort of like Canada's version of Compton or something. And so he just happens to have sort of a rap sheet, as long as probably if everyone just sort of stood arm to arm here and we all sort of stretched out along the block, that's how long it would be. It's pretty big. Aggravated assault, whatever you can possibly imagine, it's in there. So needless to say, he wasn't a very nice man, or he's not a very nice man, and the police don't like him. As a matter of fact, most of the police across Canada probably know him by name. I've actually went in for questioning for unrelated issues with my brother, and they said, "Butler, that your name is Butler?" And I was like, "Yeah." "Do you know Rolf Butler?" And I was like, "Yes, I do. He's my father. Do you know where he is?" No, I don't. He's in Regina, and he went through some. He's been through various court dates and visits and whatnot, and they tell him, or he goes to the court and he gets a sentence passed on him, and he's allowed to go out and do his stuff and live in the city and whatnot. But the police are allowed to follow him wherever he goes. They're allowed to, you know, bug his phones. They're allowed to pay visits to his home. They're allowed to stop and search him wherever he may be. One night he would just happen to be at the KFC picking up a 12-piece bucket of chicken and some salad, and so there he was at the KFC with, you know, children, family members, and people out enjoying their Sunday evening dinners at KFC. When the police surround the KFC and bust in and basically stop anyone from leaving because they assume that he's doing some sort of drug deal there. So there's children and families and stuff, and they're all being sort of cordoned off into the corners and questioned and talked to and whatnot. And the detective in charge of my father and this sort of legal stalking of him didn't like him very much. And so she was quite vicious, so very serious about her job when it came to my father. And so she proceeded to have him stripped down. My father is built like me, except for shorter and balder and older. And so she proceeded to have him stripped down in the middle of KFC. And cavity searched.
Oh.
And nobody can leave. So they, So they end up, you know, searching him, and they find nothing, but they get him dressed back up, and they start letting all the patrons leave and go about their business. And I'm not sure if anyone bought any chicken that night, but I doubt it. And they put him in the back of the police cruiser for further questioning down at the station and whatnot. And so he's there again, fully clothed in the police cruiser with his hands cuffed behind his back. Somehow, through some sort of a miracle, when they searched his clothes, they didn't find the tinfoil wrapper full of crack. So he's got his hands sort of behind his back, and he somehow manages to slump down in the seat and move his hands over enough just so he can etch his fingers down into his pockets and pull out the crack rock and throw it on the back of the cop car seat. So he lies down and starts trying to open up the crack with his mouth. And he does manage to get it open, and he eats it. I don't know if you know what happens when you eat a, you know, chunk of crack, but it's not pretty. So there he is, he's foaming at the mouth like a mad dog and going into convulsions, and his eyes are rolling back in the head, and he's laughing uncontrollably because he's won. Because once the female police officer comes back and sees him, you know, vomiting and foaming at the mouth and seizing up in the back of her cop car, she has no evidence to charge him with possession because he's basically eaten it. And so, of course, the only words that came out of her mouth are pretty much the words that come out of everyone's mouth when referring to a male member of my family was, "Butler, you son of a..."